lying around?
Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the toughs get going. Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
And now, buckle up for the fastest hour in radio. The Dave Weinbaum Show is on the air.
I'm dreaming of a white Sequestria. Just like the one we had in 1929. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. It's Sequestria Day. And it's a white one. The first Sequestria Day. Hi, Lee. Happy Sequestria.
Happy day.
Do we have a tree or anything? Or what do we do for Sequestria Day?
Grow tulips.
How about we should have an aircraft carrier that we can decorate because they're just sitting around in the dock now because our president says we can't afford to send them anywhere. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Well, apparently the skies have not fallen yet. We're still alive. And by the way, who's occupying our lane?
Well, we got the salespeople up there today. And
well, get them the hell off our...
I don't know what to tell you.
What the hell's the matter with them?
I called them yesterday.
People want to call on my show. Look at this. They got both lines taken out. What's wrong with these people?
Okay, we're gonna have to alert them.
Oh my God!
That this is a
I just signed my advertising check, and now they've taken over my show.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you want to call the show, it's 364-0800 or
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
I got so much stuff. You know, I have to prioritize. I know Rush Limbaugh says, "Well, I don't have to prioritize and just say what I want to say." Mm-hmm. I don't have enough time. I mean, I have to prioritize,
okay,
all right?
Well, let's wrap it up.
All right, well, wrap it up. We just started. Will you give a shout-out to those SOBs and tell them to get off my phone lines?
Okay, I'll do that.
What is wrong with that?
You just keep talking, Dave.
I'll keep talking, all right. Anyways, guys, Lee is going to, he's on a mission. He's on a mission from God. He's going to get those phone lines clear, I hope, and so we can get people to call in, 364-0800 or *KTTR. On your AT&T phone. You know, Lee usually says that, so I kind of memorize it. But, you know, we're in this stupid Sequestria, all right, situation. The idea of Barack Hussein Obama, as specified by Woodward, Bob Woodward of Watergate revealing fame, who is now being pilloried by his own fellow liberals in the press. This was the hero who got rid of Nixon, basically. And now he's being pilloried by them, all right? But we're going to talk about him a little later. But here we are in the Sequestria thing. The things where everything was going to fall apart. You know, everybody's going to get fired. Now, according to Maxine Waters, we're going to lose 170 million jobs. Lee, 170 million jobs, all right? And, you know, that's pretty interesting in a country that only has 134 million jobs right now. So we're going to have to get some kind of illegal immigration to come to this country so that we can actually hire people and then get rid of them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's incredible, don't you think?
Yeah, that's great.
You know what? Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. You're the first caller today. Lee will come over and clean your house after the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, fellas. This is John Salem.
Hi, John. What's going on?
Well, I was just wondering. We have a terrible problem now about where cut back so we can save our country, but last I heard, they were going to give Egypt 20 fighter jets, 200 Abrams tanks, and tens of billions of dollars in aid. What's the status on that, and can we really afford that?
Deal. It's done deal. I don't know if they've been shipped. They were shipping them. It's already been passed by the Senate. Nobody did anything about it, and it's not so much that, you know, I realize foreign policy is important, but those people hate our guts. They hate us. They burn American flags. They throw things in our embassies. They hate our allies, like Israel, for example. You know, and this is the group that Obama helped put in, the Muslim Brotherhood. They're our enemies, for goodness sakes. And we're giving them billions of dollars in weapons and billions of dollars in cash. Don't make a lot of sense because it ain't buying us no loyalty. Thanks for the call. And if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T.
So here we are in the sequester. I have some suggestions that will minimize the sequester. Now, they said it's $85 billion, but guess what? It's only like $44.5 billion because that's what it is till the next fiscal year. So $44 billion out of a spending budget of $3.7 trillion is like 25 cents, okay? 25 cents. So, but here are some suggestions, all right? First of all, I believe the sequester is really serious when Obama tells the SS to go packing. Secret Service should tell them to go packing, all right? Lee, you have a... what do I have to do? Do I have to climb over there? And Lee is just sitting there. I'm waving like crazy. And the phone is going off. And now I got to take this call. You know, I'm all upset. You see me? I'm sweating.
You know, if you just be patient, I've done this for a long time.
I know that, but
I will eventually get to the phone.
But they will hang up. I love my callers.
Nobody will hang up on you, Dave.
Yeah, they will. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm going to interrupt my great train of thought here just to take your call. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Brian from Salem.
What's your first name?
Brian.
Hi, Brian. What's going on?
Well, I'd like to say about the sequester thing. I think it's time the government feels our pain because of their bad policies. Our incomes occasionally get sequestered because we lose our jobs. And the other thing is, I'm all for a sequester because if we could turn this government down to about half of, or less of what they get, maybe they'd learn to prioritize a little bit and learn to hire people who can work instead of sit on their butts. And they can get to buy their equipment for less. They don't need to buy $400 hammers and $1,000 small engines.
You know what you sound like, Brian? You know what you sound like? You sound like a boss who is talking to their employees. And guess what? You are the boss. We are all the bosses. And Barack Obama and the Democrats and the Republicans work for us. We pay them by paying taxes. And they have to stop this nonsense and get us back to a balanced budget and stop the ideologues of saying, okay, we're gonna create a crisis, we're going to blame it on the Republicans, and we're going to hold the American people hostage until the Republicans vote with us to raise taxes on everybody. And it's not just the rich. There are 13 middle-class tax increases that have taken place this year alone, and they're on my website, DaveWeinbaum.com, W-E-I-N-B-A-U-M, and go look at it. Thank you for your call, and we have another caller as soon as Lee goes to the phones. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name, where are you calling from? I can't hear you. Wait a minute, hold on. What's the problem?
Yeah, you need to talk up or get off the, there you go. We're talking on a voice phone.
Oh.
You know, you got to talk, you got to hold the phone in your hand.
Hey, well, before I get into my sequester tips, I want to give a shout out to Chester and Martha Furman, who commented on my last column. If you can, wait a minute. This is about how you should talk to a liberal, all right? And you'll be surprised, because I'm a little bit... reticent to be as nasty as maybe I was sometimes. And I think we need to include them. We need to have a lot of people under our attempt. I just want to see how long you can hold your finger up there. I don't see it. I mean, just one little flicker. You don't have to salute me like I'm Adolf Hitler, for goodness sake.
Quick enough.
What's wrong with you? Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dan calling back. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, okay, Dan. No, we couldn't hear you.
Oh, you couldn't hear me?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just saying that the sequester thing with all the supposed cuts and all that are fine with me, and they can cut as much as they want. I think that'd be great, actually. But then you hear on the conservative talk shows they're talking about they're not really cuts. They're actually reductions in the rate of increase. So we're actually still increasing spending overall, but not at as fast a rate. Now,
right.
How do you see all that? Are we cutting?
We're
are we going to spend as much next year overall dollar amount-wise or are we going to spend less?
Spending more. We're spending more this year than last year. We're doing it. We're going to be spending more. Okay, that's the point. These guys are talking about reductions in the rate of increase. That's all. This government has increased by at least 20% in the last couple of years. There, if you go to Washington, D.C., you know, check out all the cranes. Check out all the big cranes that are out there building huge buildings. There's only one place in this country where the economy, other than Bismarck, North Dakota, where they've got an oil discovery, there's only one place in this country that's doing really well, Washington, D.C., because they're building all this crap for all the extra people that are living there, for all the extra workers that we're paying for. So, all right. Well, anyways, you have a nice weekend. And we got a lively show so far. Anyways, I wanted to give a shout-out to Chester and Martha Furman, who are listening to the show. They're good customers. And also, I just was notified that there's a group of S&T students that gather around and listen to my show. How about that? I'm reaching the Utes. Is that incredible or what?
The Utes?
The Utes. And there's a whole group that gets together at...
Well, I'm a good customer. You don't recognize me.
I recognize you all the time. I come over, you come into my restaurant.
Get a sweet tea on a daily basis. Burritos.
What do you mean? I love you, Lee. What are you talking about?
Under the radar,
I
man.
Only hurt the ones I love.
Oh,
come
man.
On.
Come on. Get out of here.
Come on. Even though you don't care, you say, I don't care about that stuff.
No, I care, but I just don't care that much.
Well, I'm going to make you care because the callers here will slap you in the shape.
That's right.
All right? And I think they did. I think you responded. I'm happy about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's some of the things we can do to help the sequester. We can have the government sell back all the ammo to us that they've been hoarding over the last couple of years, all right? We're talking billions here. That's why you can't get ammo when you go to Walmart, okay? Because the government's been buying it all. What do they need it for, by the way? We can reduce this the debt. When Obama tells us the Secret Service to go packing without their weapons, all right? Just go ahead and hunker down a little bit, you know, like the rest of us. All right? We can reduce the sequester when the Obamas ground Air Force One and Air Force Two. Think of the millions and millions of dollars we can save from that. All right? And we can save a bunch of money if Obama starts calling Beyonce collect, all right, instead of using the government tab for that. Also, finally, we need to downsize MSNBC, the government-supported media. All right, so there's what we can do. Those are my brief suggestions. If anyone has other suggestions on how to help our country, reduce the cost, please call 364-0800 or...
*KTTR, your AT&T cell phone.
Now, we've got Woodward Gate. Do you know anything about Woodward Gate?
I learned a little of this yesterday on Hannity. I wasn't really in touch or in tune, but I did hear something.
Well, here's the deal. And this is a very fascinating thing because, you know, everybody knows there's a give and take between all White Houses and the press. There's always some consternation. But one would think that the treatment of this particular White House by the press has been pretty benign, all right? Now, I can understand there's a little friction between Fox News and the White House. However, Bob Woodward is a liberal hero. He's been a journalist for 50 years, and he's written all sorts of stuff that was anti-so-called conservatives. Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, okay? So this guy really was, you know, kind of a hitman for the Republicans. Now he goes out and he writes a book and he says, well, Obama was responsible for the sequester because it was his idea, which it was. They've admitted this. So I guess he gets some guy from the White House, a big guy up there in the White House, calls him up and starts giving him some heck, and they yell and scream for a half an hour. And then the guy writes him an email, and in it says, you're going to regret saying what you said. Now, how did he mean it? Maybe he didn't mean it in the way we were thinking about. However, all of a sudden, all these other people are popping up saying, wait a minute. Lanny Davis, who is an old-timer from the Clinton administration, who happens to write columns now for the Washington Post, I believe, all of a sudden he said, wait a minute, I got calls like that too. And all these other reporters are climbing out from under their mainstream media rocks and are saying, yeah, they've been threatening me too. What they do is they threaten to take away their passes to get into these press conferences. In other words, they threaten to destroy their careers. And you wonder why the mainstream media is on its heels and are sucking up to Obama all the time? That's the only kind of stuff they'll accept. This is going to be big. So now Obama, under the sequester, he's been out there claiming all this disaster is going to happen. And, you know, it's Friday. It's March the 1st. I mean, the last time I looked, we still have the trout season is open here. You know, things are still running. The radio station, I don't know, we haven't been unplugged yet. Has the SEC come in taking your tickets?
No, everything is
hurt because we got phone calls. Once the salespeople at this dumb place, I mean, that's dumb.
Well,
how do you have your salespeople?
No, they're doing a special call-in today. So they
on my show?
Well, you know, they forgot what time it was. But Mike took care of it.
I bought them breakfast last week. And this is how they reward me?
Yeah, but how old
they take
how
over
old
my show.
How old were those Egg McMuffins?
They were delivered fresh, you jerk.
Hey, Dave, from the left cover. Check them to the radio station.
They were brought straight from the darn show. Oh, God.
Well, anyway, they didn't mean it. You know, it wasn't.
You're an ingrate.
Unintentional.
Ingrate. All right. Mm-hmm. There we go. Anyways, I can't help it if you're sitting down here for an hour and then you go get it. So, what can you do about that? If you want to call a show, 364-0800 or...
R. KTTR.
I don't understand it. See, this is the key. I think I've just been on for 3 minutes. We've already been on for 20 minutes.
That's right.
This is nuts.
Boy, it's been
okay,
great.
I got so much stuff. Mm-hmm. I've got my website to talk about. I got Candace Lanier doing stuff. I got the Academy Awards. We ought to say something about that. We have a new ambassador to North Korea who you'll never guess. All right? And we've got a caller. So we're going to take one caller, and then we're going to go to commercial.
Right.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Dave.
Oh, great.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
What's up?
I was just wanting to call and say that story with Bob Woodward. That's one thing I like about Woodward. He tells the truth no matter who he's writing the story about.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is that Obama gambled that the Republicans and the Democrats that are supposedly being the ones supposed to be running this country would pull their heads out and come to some type of an agreement with each other, and guess what? It didn't. So now the cuts are going to have to take effect. And a lot of the fat that are in these programs that are out there, all of them, the military, all the way down to social programs, the fat's going to have to be cut out now. I just wish it was more.
They can change. I mean, the Republicans sent a couple bills up, Kevin, that would give a much more flexibility as to what they could drop. And there's so much waste that they could drop that nobody would feel anything about. You know, there's stuff for, studying pigeon poop, which I know Lee is interested in, but nobody really else is. You know, the millions and billions of dollars they spend for utter crap could be reduced, and nobody would feel an inch. That's why we're talking about reducing the spending, because there's so much flab in our budget. It's absolutely ridiculous. You should read my column, How to Talk to a Liberal. If you could talk to the liberals, it's on DaveWeinbaum.com, W-E-I-N-B-A-U-M, and it's a beginning of a strategy that I have to get back power, because we cannot diss all the liberals, okay? We have to go out and talk to them. We have to educate them. We have to do the best we can with that, all right? Thank you, Kevin. Have a nice weekend. I don't know. Well, we'll take it. What the heck? All right. We have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
You know, if they grounded Air Force One, we'd probably save a billion.
Yeah, well, yeah. Absolutely. That and
call Beyonce. Collect, you know, come on. Thanks for the call. And you know what? We're going to take a break right now. Oh, this is fun. I'm having fun today. I don't know about you. Lee, I don't know. You know, he doesn't have a lot of fun here. He's bored. Anyways, we're going to get him activated. We're going to get his blood pressure up. And you guys, get your little fingers out there and get ready to call 364-0800 or...
You are on your AT&T cell phone?
This is 99.7 FM, 1490 AM, KTTR News Radio.
Warm up with a spicy chicken sandwich from McDonald's. Spicy golden crispy chicken patty with lettuce and mayo on a toasted bun. It's sure to please. And don't forget to try the new poppable Fish McBites. Delicious, mouth-watering, tender, bite-sized fish in 10, 15, and 30 piece. Get them now before they're gone. And kids, Ronald McDonald will be at the St. Patrick's Day Parade March 16th and then at the Kings Highway Rolla location right after the parade. So be sure and come out to meet him. Locations in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and two in Rolla.
Are you looking for a locally owned full-service quarry during the winter? Then Melrose Quarry is your locally owned full-service quarry. Melrose will be fully operational throughout the winter months to better serve their customers. Melrose Quarry is MoDOT-approved aggregate for state work, and deliveries are available. Melrose Quarry is the only locally owned quarry in Rolla and can be reached at 573-364-9101. That's 364-9101 for your friends at Melrose Quarry.
Sometimes you're just too busy to do the laundry. Or, well, you just don't want to. Either way is fine by Forum Cleaners. Just bring them your clothes and household items, or you can drop them off at one of their easy drop locations at Studio K in St. James or Hay Shoe Store in Cuba. Forum Cleaners accepts all major credit cards, and they offer same-day cleaning, alterations, and they can clean items such as wedding gowns, band and choir uniforms, and they're also agents of Ram Leather Care of St. Louis for all your leather cleaning needs. Call Forum Cleaners today at 364-1114 and leave the cleaning to them.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
Leon Panetta testified in front of Congress yesterday that Obama and Hillary were AWOL during the Benghazi attacks. They were nice and comfy asleep in their little beds while 8 hours of attacks were taking place on Benghazi. Our people were tortured and then murdered. There was no communication between the White House, the Department of Defense, the Secretary of State, nor the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They were left on their own, and they did nothing. You think Ronald Reagan would have done that? You think George Bush would have done that? Let's tie this back to the Woodward revealing that Obama was the one who came up with the sequester idea and with the stringent reductions in our military and other necessary functions. Because of that kind of atmosphere with reporters, I believe is the reason why none of them went out and aggressively reported about Benghazi. You want to know, irony? Remember the Academy Awards last Sunday where Michelle Obama all of a sudden loomed like a bigger-than-life human being in a hot air balloon over the whole stage like the Queen, you know, loomed over it and gave out the award for the best picture. You know what the best picture award, what was the best picture, Lee?
Argo.
What was Argo about?
Oh, something about the 1979 hostages.
In where? The U.S. Embassy in Iran. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that ironic that here's a movie how Americans went out and saved the hostages held in Iran.
Wouldn't it have been even more ironic if Lincoln would have won? You know, Michelle Obama being an African-American woman.
Yes, but can I continue my thought, please?
But still, I think it's more interesting if Lincoln would have won.
Well, I liked it better. I haven't seen Argo, so I can't say, all right?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to break the train
of thought. That's okay. That's what you're here for. You're here to do that. You're here to challenge me, all right? And I understand that, because to be a good radio guy, you have to deal with, you know, stuff that comes up.
Slings and arrows, that's right.
Yeah, and I understand that you're out there testing me, and it's good. But the main irony, getting back to my original thought, the main irony of Michelle Obama, the wife of Barack Hussein Obama, who was missing in action the night of Benghazi, is that she's giving an award to people that did a movie about saving an embassy in Iran while just months ago, Barack Hussein Obama, our president, was sleeping while Benghazi was going on. And here we go back to connecting this to reporters. Nobody really reported on that thing. Nobody's really out there looking at it. And so he's got his little reporters under control. Now, if he loses that, that could be a problem for him, because one of the main, his main advantages is the fact that the press has been very kind to him. Wouldn't you say, Lee? Now, they're not very kind to people like to Republicans. I mean, they were pretty nasty to Romney. How could you destroy Romney, the character? I mean, right now they're trying, they're all out there trying to destroy one of their own, Bob Woodward. He's too old. He's, you know, this guy, Plouffe, whatever his name is, Plouffe, who is a big Obama guy. He's out there tweeting about too bad, you know, Woodward's, you know, pretty much done. He's old. He's like Mike Schmidt trying to bat again, you know.
Mike Schmidt, great third baseman for the Philadelphia Phillies.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You're a sports guy. I thought I'd throw you a little bone there, right there. And you took advantage of it. I'm proud of you.
I don't know if the press has really been that much.
Oh, come on. If this was Bush and a Benghazi happened, your first ambassador that gets murdered in 30 years on the job, and you've got three other Americans out there fighting hordes and they can't get any help, nobody's... You know somebody would be at least in the White House. Somebody would at least be controlling this, at like the president. And our president, according to Leon Panetta and the Joint Chiefs of Staff head, General Martin Dempsey, said that Obama and Hillary, after Obama told Panetta, well, you handle this thing at 5:30 that afternoon when it was just starting, not one of them had anything to do with it. And therefore, you think Leon Panetta or this Joint Chiefs of Staff guy are going to make any moves without the president ordering it? There's no way. There's no way they can take that upon themselves. Although, gol darn it, they should have. Okay, no matter what the consequences, somehow the leader of the Department of Defense and the Joint Chiefs of Staff should have said, you know what, we got Americans dying out there. Let's the hell with the darn consequences.
No, you can't.
We got to do it. Well, they were left to it.
You can't do that.
Why not?
It's the president's call.
Well, the president ain't around.
I know. But
the president delegated it to them, and the reason he delegated it, because he's a coward, because he doesn't want to be held responsible if something goes wrong.
Well, maybe so, but you know, I understand where Panetta's coming from.
Well, I think it was wrong. You got four Americans dead as a result. You got people thinking we have no leadership in our government, which we don't, and that includes enemies. So they're getting spryer and spryer, and they're getting braver and braver. Chinese, they're into our computers now. The Russians, I mean, it is making it a much more dangerous world. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. As I just got another Hitler salute from from Lee, as if I didn't see the first one. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Dave from Annette.
Hi, Dave. What's going on?
Well, I think on the Benghazi thing, Obama and Hillary got plausible deniability because they said, you handle it, and then they disappeared.
That's not plausible anything, in my opinion. I mean, that's AWL. It's MIA, and it ought to be an impeachable offense. You remember, it's false advertising. Hillary, during the primary campaign of 2008 against Barack Obama, had this great ad. You know, who's going to take that call at 3 in the morning? And by the way, I put that in my column, and the very next Monday, it was on my column on Friday, the very next Monday, they did a bit on it on Fox and Friends on Monday, and I know where they got that from, but it would be nice if they would have actually acknowledged that it came from me. But, you know, she had an ad. Who's going to take that call at 3 in the morning? Well, there it was, and none of them were there. You know, those were her employees, by the way. Those were State Department employees. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I just said the obvious answer to that question was nobody was going to take the call.
Well, okay. That's the point. We have to have some leadership in there. And, yeah, leadership is tough. You know, you make some calls that don't work out, especially in war. Bush made a call on WMDs, you know, and he took the blame for it. But, you know, I mean, even Colin Powell to this day says they were WMDs. And he doesn't like Bush. He voted for Obama twice, and he was a Secretary of State under Bush. So that's what you got. Anyways, thanks for the call. We have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. And let me compliment Lee on that. That was one of the best pushes of the phone button that Leah's ever done, you know. And Leah, congratulations, man.
Thank you, Dave.
You saw it, and you just, you know, it's like one motion.
I only do it 40 times a day, but thanks.
I know, but usually you screw it up. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Brian. I'm calling from Mainville. Yeah, I'm amazing. I think the phone rang once on my end.
Hello? Hey, Brian, what's going on?
I was just calling about this Benghazi deal. I just call it plausible deniability. I think it's another in a long series of lies. I believe they were probably all in the Situation Room, fully aware of the entire situation, and it's just another long lie. Anything that guy does, as far as I'm concerned.
So you thought they were in the Situation Room?
Why would Pinata and the general lie, though? First of all, when they lie before Congress like that, that's a felony. They're under oath, testifying under oath. I think they think twice about lying under oath, don't you?
Who can prove it? As long as they circle the wagons and they all stick to their story, who can prove any different as long as they cover
it? Because there's always somebody that's going to break it. There's always, you know,
this conspiracy to lie. How did that work out for Nixon, for goodness sakes? Guys broke from that pretty quickly. John Dean, for example. You know, that's really tough to do. I mean, to me, it's much worse not being in the room than making a mistake trying to save Americans. Don't you think?
I think both are equally as bad. Either completely incompetent, a failure as a leader. But I think we're seeing, you know, basic Chicago politics. It's like seeing a Bretton Woods for revealing anything. I think people are afraid to come out and tell the truth for what might happen.
Well, that's what we got to fight, don't we? I mean, we have to fight the. We got to get these reporters out there and reporting their stuff, and hopefully this revelation from Woodward. You know, he says, well, you know, they say, I'm not all that intimidated. I've been, you know, doing this for 50 years. What are they going to do to me, you know? But it's the younger guys that when this kind of thing happens, they, you know, they can kill their careers. If their career is to cover the White House and their credentials are taken away by the White House, they can kill their career. So the message gets out, you say something wrong and we will kill your career. These guys got to, you know what, they got to... get some, you know what, get some cojones and get out there and do their job no matter what. All right? And if you can't do that, don't be a journalist. Go do something else. If you can't, that's your responsibility.
It's just tear sheet reporting, and they just parrot the line. Everybody you can put from channel to channel, they use the same verbiage, the same terminology. There's no independent journalism.
Well, we got to have it. I mean, we got to fight for it, and we got to back these guys up who are out there doing their job. Thank you for the call, and you have a great weekend. And if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Okay, all right. Well, we're back to this. And Academy Awards. Did you watch Academy Awards?
I did watch a little bit of it, yeah.
What did you think?
I didn't think it was a very good show. I thought that the host was vulgar and stupid, and overall I thought the whole production was ridiculous.
That's because you're a very old man.
That's true.
And I liked McFarlane. I thought he was pretty funny, even though he did one anti-Semitic joke. So, you know, the Ted Bear and all that, you know, where he did, you got to be nice to, you know, because the Jews control Hollywood and all that stuff, and I went to the meeting at the temple, the secret meeting where they gave me my own jet. I mean, okay, fine. So he told an anti-Semitic joke, big frickin' deal. I thought it was pretty darn funny for the most part. I thought the Michelle Obama looming over there, people are saying, well, should she have the right to be there? I would say, yeah, they bought her. You know, they bought the Obamas, for goodness sakes. Why not? But for her to award it to Argo was complete total irony. Anyways, let's hear your opinion, 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Now, the last time I got married, you know, I got married for the company, and I always felt, now she'd just leave me alone, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a scientific basis for this. Did you know that for every 20,000 words a woman speaks,
right,
men will speak 7,000 words? They speak as one-third of the time that a woman does. That's why we have man caves where we can escape, okay?
I can appreciate that.
You can appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And the worst is when you're in your man cave reviving your brain cells from this literal bashing from words from a woman, you're reviving yourself, then she invades the man cave because she thinks there's something wrong. She thinks, you know, you're hurting my feelings because you won't listen to me anymore. You just never listen, you know? And so that makes it even worse, because the man is trying to revive himself. He's trying to get back his brain cells, the ones that haven't been damaged from booze, and he's just trying to resurrect himself so that he can take another 20,000-word bashing. And it just she won't let you do it. It's just it's terrible. So women out there, understand men a little bit more. I mean, men are trying. Come on, we're trying. You know, and there's plenty of guys who have much more patience than I do. But, you know, let them escape once in a while, because you do talk at least two-thirds more than men do, okay? And we just aren't used to handling that amount of volume. Now, you can talk to your fellow woman all day and all night, and nothing is affected because you talk the same amount. Am I hitting close to home here, Lee?
Well, it's a valid argument, I suppose.
All right, well, don't be a coward.
What did it have to do with Michelle Obama?
Nothing. I was just it was a new subject.
I didn't know why you're bringing
it.
It
was a new subject. You know, we do have a new ambassador to North Korea. You should know this. Who is it?
Dennis Rodman.
That's right, Dennis Rodman. Mm-hmm. He is hanging out. I mean, literally hanging out with Kim Dong Jung the Third or whatever he is. Mm-hmm. That's the son of the late dictator. And you know, they're schmoozing. They're going out for sushi. They're watching basketball games. Here's a guy that just set off a nuclear rocket test, who's threatening us with nuclear arms, and Dennis Rodman is our new ambassador there. And who knows? I mean, why? What could be get crazier than that? Maybe he'll be effective. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe.
You can't make this. That's why I love this stuff. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make it up.
Right.
What am I doing? I'm waving because you have two callers over there. Come on. See, you go right from a great movement, and you just become like incontinent.
Sorry, I don't.
Anyways, hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Brian from Rolla.
Hey, Brian, what's happening, baby?
How you doing, Lee?
Hey, Brian.
What do you mean, how you doing, Lee? What am I, chopped liver here?
Brian's he's a friend of mine.
I said, how you doing? I was referring to you, Dave, and then I said, how you doing, Lee? Don't get snappy.
Hey, no. No, it's how you doing, Dave, and not how you doing, and then, how are you doing, Lee? Quit sucking up, Brian. All right, what do you want?
Hey, I heard you talking about Rodman going to North Korea. Being that I am a pretty conservative dude, and as well as a sports fan, I plan on thoroughly roasting him the very next time I'm in front of a microphone. But what in the world is up with that? Like, some athletes get criticized for their political stances, but Rodman goes to North Korea and buddies up with Kim Jong-un, and he's not getting ripped at all. That's amazing.
I think it's great. You know what? How can things get any worse there? How could Rodman make things any worse?
Well, yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. But I'm glad the media is finally getting a lot of what they dish out. You know, they have been crucifying people who disagree with them for decades. I'm glad they're finally seeing how it feels, and hopefully it will spur some sort of, you know, they'll remember journalism 101 from when they first started, you know. Be, you know, impartial, speak the truth to power, and call it like you see it.
This could be the absolutely best thing that Bob Woodward has ever done. By making this public, all of a sudden you've got all these guys out there now saying, wait a minute, that happened to me too, and they're coming out publicly. Yeah, I mean, this could be a real blow to Obama, I think.
Yeah, I just wish they weren't all such followers. I wish just some of them would just be brave enough to say, hey, look, this is what I'm reporting. This is inconsistent. This is bad leadership. This is what the facts say. You know, I just wish all of them weren't such followers. It's really disappointing.
Yeah, it is. You know, you're the third Brian today. This is remarkable. And they're all three different people. You know, from different places. Anyways, listen, you have a great weekend, and maybe I'll call your show Monday and give you heck and address your partner and not even come close to addressing you. Have a good weekend, Brian. Thank you. Hi there. And we have a new caller, and Lee was right on that one. Thank you, Lee. Hi there. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Joan from Salem.
Joan Flat?
Yes.
Hi, Joan.
I just have to tell you why women talk more than men. They're always having to repeat what they say because men don't pay any attention. And
that's a good one. I like that.
Even when they do pay attention, they don't have the skill or mental ability to process what we're telling them.
Well, there's probably a lot of truth to that, you know? There's absolutely probably a lot of truth to that. So, Mike, there is an explanation for that. But quite frankly, yeah, we can't keep up with you. It's this, it's that, it's, oh, my God, please stop. I'm begging you to stop. Just let me digest what you've told me already. Give me an hour or so by myself, and then you can come back and batter me some more. Okay, I get it. All right, now you're probably...
the favorite phrase by a woman, at least my wife, is, are you listening to me?
Yeah, don't tell your wife about your woman.
You don't want that on here.
Your
buddy, you know.
So. Yeah, your buddy, right, okay. Thank you, Joan. I appreciate that, and I'm going to get off the phone with her. Otherwise, she'll bend my ear until I can't stand it. Go ahead and hit the button. Jeez. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Marianne, and I have two things. One on the woman thing. Men are kinetic, and women are verbal, and that's why women speak more than men. Also,
what does that? What does kinetic mean? We're from Connecticut.
Moving with your hands, moving with your body, doing things rather than speaking things.
Yeah, baby. We're physical. We got that testosterone thing going for us.
Yeah, you know that bull in a china closet thing.
But the problem was with my last marriage, there was a lot of testosterone in my marriage. Too bad none of it was mine. Go ahead.
But anyway, it was 30 years ago when I went to college, and my political science teacher said at that time that the country was going on dividing line, not Republican, Democrat, but liberal. And conservative, and they might as well change the name of the party.
Well, I mean, you're right. You know, I mean, here's another thing about that, because you reminded me of something. You know, CPAC is coming up. That's Conservative Political Action meeting in D.C., which I'm not going to this year because it's the dummies put it on St. Patrick's Day, which is my busiest day of the year. And you know what? I would like to. I think I could have gone on as a speaker because they're dropping all these people. They dropped Chris Christie. How stupid is that? Come on. They're dropping gays. Oh, and you know what? Lee is telling me I forgot about our break. I have to take an obscene profit break, as Rush calls them. And this is a profitable show, by the way. We've got another caller waiting, and I've got all sorts of stuff to do. But you know what? It's going to have to wait till after this commercial. This is KTCR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Being away from home for whatever reason can sometimes be a bit uncomfortable. The Rustic Motel in Rolla wants to be your home away from home. With their special and affordable rates starting at just $35.99 for a single, to their weekly rates as low as $169.95, and special amenities like free Wi-Fi, cable with HBO, microwaves and refrigerators in every room, you are sure to find the comfort you need. At the Rustic Motel, you will always be treated like family in their home. The Rustic Motel, located on South Bishop next to Sonic in Rolla, or call 573-364-69.
No! Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
Warm up with a spicy chicken sandwich from McDonald's. Spicy, golden, crispy chicken patty with lettuce and mayo on a toasted bun. It's sure to please. And don't forget to try the new poppable Fish McBites. Delicious, mouth-watering, tender, bite-sized fish in 10, 15, and 30-piece. Get them now before they're gone. And kids, Ronald McDonald will be at the St. Patrick's Day Parade March 16th, and then at the Kings Highway Rolla location right after the parade. So be sure and come out to meet him. Locations in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and two in Rolla.
Are you looking for a locally owned, full-service quarry during the winter? Then Melrose Quarry is your locally owned, full-service quarry. Melrose will be fully operational throughout the winter months to better serve their customers. Melrose Quarry is MoDOT-approved aggregate for state work, and deliveries are available. Melrose Quarry is the only locally owned quarry in Rolla and can be reached at 573-364-9101. That's 364-9101 for your friends at Melrose Quarry.
Think back. Remember the 1990s, the bull market, when making money seemed easy, maybe too easy? As the great stock market bubble slowly deflates, investors are being forced to relearn an old but important lesson. Making and keeping money isn't easy. It really starts with knowledge. Quite simply, investment success requires superior knowledge. But knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where we at Lindbergh Capital Management can help. As a registered investment advisor, we've spent years in a highly focused but dogged research effort to determine what works in financial markets, what doesn't, and why. When it comes to investing, we bring to bear the power of this considerable knowledge and experience. So if you're ready to work with an investment advisor that's done its homework, give us a call. That's Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. For a no-obligation appointment, take a few minutes. Call 314-416-0055. At Lindbergh Capital Management, we put our knowledge to work for you.
Life's just a game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the difference between winning and losing.
It was Al Pacino, and I couldn't think of a better motivational talk than that. What do you think of that, Lee? You're a sports guy, so you say.
It's all right.
You got any better ones?
Oh, there was one on Friday Night Lights with Billy Bob Thornton.
All right, I got to.
I've never seen that movie.
I'm going to do more and more of that stuff because I think, you know, conservatives, we need to get our butts off. You know, stop this. We're fighting each other and stuff like that. We have a common enemy, for goodness sake. It's a socialist in office. Both Obama and the Democrats that follow him and lie for him. It was incredible so much about the sequestration deal leading up to today was all the guys he got out there to lie for him. The head of education saying, oh, my God, thousands of teachers are going to be laid off. And then they went and did an examination. They found four teachers that were going to be laid off for other reasons. Had nothing to do with the sequestration, okay? Further, I hear other guys are getting laid off, they're like this weekend or something like that. Well, guess what? They have to give you 30 days notice. You should know that. They have to give you 30 days notice, so you'll be still on come the end of March, okay? Maybe into April. So, you know, don't listen. I mean, it's so much lies, so much BS, and hopefully the press now will get rejuvenated and actually become a free and unfettered press and start reporting this stuff. For goodness sakes, he's a lame duck, for goodness sakes. He's not going to run again unless we let him. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. We have, what, about 12 minutes left? 5 minutes? You're out of your mind. Anyways, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave. This is Bob calling from Cuba.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Doing good. Hey, I want to go back to the Benghazi deal and Lee making the statement, you know, that the media doesn't hold up for Obama. One of the biggest things of this election was with Candy Curry, wherever Romney had Obama on the ropes, freaking to knock his butt out, she stood up for freaking Obama, and ever since that, the election went downhill.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the nails in Romney's coffin. I'd have to agree with you, Bob. I mean, she's the moderator, for goodness sakes. What the hell's a moderator doing actually stepping in like that? I mean, whether right or wrong, you know, I mean, it's not her job. It's a debate.
The media, except for Fox News and talk radio, is Obama's corner man. If you tell me one thing, except for this Bob deal, just we called him on this Twitter, where they've said anything bad or wrong about Obama. That's the only time I've ever heard anybody stand up against Obama.
Yeah, well, let's hope that we can take this Woodward thing and run with it and get those reporters out for... You know, here's the thing. You know, we've got half the country, roughly, according to Romney. He gave them the back of their hands. Well, we can't afford that. We can't afford to give half the country the back of our hands. We have to open up to them. We have to continue to talk to them. I'm glad Kevin called today, all right? I'm glad he called because I don't want to lose any liberals, and I'm not going to agree with them necessarily, But I certainly will listen to them, and I certainly want to hear what they have to say. And I want to try to reason with them as to, you know, what I think. And I want to keep that dialogue going, because you never know what's going to happen in a voting booth. You know, for Romney to give the back of his hand to 47% of the country was worse than anything Todd Akin ever said. Okay? Terrible. And we can't afford to have that. We've got to have every vote we can get. Okay? And it's we're all, the march, like it's like the Al Pacino thing. It's inches. It's each vote. Okay? Each vote is an inch. We have to get as many of those inches as possible to win elections. And we have to get our base out, too. But we have to be truthful. We can't pander. Like Dr. Ben Carson did not pander to Obama, but he was truthful. He was polite, and he made his points while Barack Obama was sitting within 15 feet of him. All right? You don't have to be nasty. Now, sometimes I can get nasty, too. I'm working on that, believe me. I argue. By the way, I'm on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter, and I argue with people. I instigate arguments, and I try to get, you know, they've got a couple liberals on there who I, you know, sort of banned at one time, but now, you know, they're back now, and I'm trying to keep it at a level playing field to where, you know, I'm not calling them names. Now, they call me names all the time, and I just ask them to please stop it, all right? I mean, I'm not gonna throw them out because they call me nasty things. I mean, I've been called worse, you know. But, you know, I try to keep the conversation going. And pretty soon, I've got them agreeing with me on a point here and a point there. Okay, maybe they're going to think about that when they go to the booth next time. And I implore you all to do this. I want you to go on my website, DaveWeinbaum.com, and I want you to read my article about it and let me know what you think. Write me an email and tell me that I'm full of it, or tell me that, well, maybe I got something there. Because we have to have a strategy to get out there and do a better job than what we've had before. We have to go out, first off, and find conservative candidates. We have to find the Sarah Palin, Marco Rubio kind of candidate that's going to tell it like it is, but not berate anybody because they happen to be a liberal. Okay, we have to convince people that are on welfare that this is no way to live. This is not the American dream. You're in a form of slavery, and that you should try to get a job. You should try to pull yourself up. And when you do get a job, well, you know, you might think, well, maybe I can start a business. Maybe I don't need welfare. Maybe I am smart enough to do this on my own. Maybe that stuff about me being this victim was not true. I can do this. I can control my life. I don't need the government to take care of me. Okay? And I think it's important that people be able to realize what the American dream is, because we're losing it out there. And we can't afford too many elections like the last one and the one before that, before this country and the American dream becomes a failed memory. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. We have about 1 minute left. Make it quick, please. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Craig Sinsel.
Okay.
I was commenting on Michelle Obama appearing and coming into people's living rooms on a night when they absolutely know lots of uninformed or low-information voters are watching. Simply a proliferation of an ongoing program of public relations in order to put a nice face, a harmless-looking nice face, on the socialist agenda that they are enacting.
Right? You got it. All right, thanks for the call, and he's right. Yeah, I mean, they're all over the place. God, it's like, you know, it's like women talking almost. It's like, you know, the Obamas are on there all the time. You have to hide from them. I mean, goodness, it's just been an incredible amount of time they're on television. I mean, it gets old after a while. And he's saying the same, droning on the same way, and just boring as heck. All right, you guys are conservatives. Look, we can't be sitting on our hands. We have to go out and talk to our liberal compatriots, our liberal Americans, and we have to start dialogues with them. We have to start dialogues with all of them. And we don't want to give up on any of them, okay? You know, it's like you throw enough stuff on the wall, and some of it's going to stick. And it doesn't take that many, all right, to get enough to win elections. Anyways, you guys have a great sequester weekend. This is Dave Weinbaum, and I will be back next week. Thanks.
Mid-Missouri's information source is News Radio KTTR-FM St. James Rolla, KTTR-AM Rolla.